On today's agriculture show, we are speaking with the potato growers of Alberta, a lesser known crop, maybe in the Peace region, but definitely a little bit south of here, a lot more known. It's Terrence Hochstein with the Potato Growers Executive Director. Terrence, thank you for taking the time today.
Anytime. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Okay, so I guess the first question is that when we think of crops in terms of potatoes in Alberta, I mean, usually when I think of spuds, or most people do, a lot of them think it's Prince Edward Island. At least in terms of, like, as a regional potato grower, how does Alberta rank with the rest of the country?
Alberta ranks number 3 in acres behind Prince Edward Island, as you said, and Manitoba. We have about 60,000 acres that are grown in the province. The majority of it is grown in south of Calgary, south of the number 1 in the irrigation country. But we do have a lot of seed growers and fresh growers in central and what I call northern, which is Edmonton area, but you're farther north than that. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, fair enough. We definitely do see it north in an interesting way. So I guess in saying that, though, for 2020, was what kind of a year was it for the potato growers of this province? Were there some positives, negatives? What was it like?
It was all over the board, actually. Pre-COVID, January, February of last year, we were very, very optimistic of the upcoming season. The seed growers the previous fall had an excellent crop, had excellent quality in storage, basically had all of their seed sold for the upcoming year last spring. On the processing side, plants were running well, sales were up for French fries, and it looked like at that point in time that the plants may have to shut down early before the 2020 crop was available. Then, as we all know, the world turned upside down in March and
yep.
COVID struck. After that, it was a completely different situation for the potato industry. A number of our seed growers were unable to move all of their product. In fact, some of them ended up burying it in the ground because they could not find a sale for it. And as seed, it was sprouting and just didn't have a place to go with it. We salvaged what we could. We put it into food banks. We donated it to seniors' homes. We basically gave it away rather than waste it. But in the end, we did end up burying quite a bit of seed in the ground. As far as the fry industry was concerned, from coming up short to all of a sudden overnight, we had way too many potatoes in the processing pipeline here in the province. Freezers were full, restaurants were shutting down, and we just had no place to go. So in the end, the organization and the growers, we were able to find a home for those potatoes. We did export them out of province to other areas that were in need of it. So we turned out okay on that end of it, but it was very trying times for growers and for everybody as a whole, as well as it was for the general public.
Yeah, it was. Wow, thank you for that. That's a very interesting perspective, especially from the aspects of a potato farmer, because, yeah, as you mentioned, French fries and so many things that we eat that we don't think of that have potatoes. So I guess in saying that, though, what are some of the goals of the potato growers of Alberta for 2021? What are some things? I mean, obviously, now we're starting to see that, you know, the pandemic's starting to not end, I'd say, but subside. So obviously, is there some optimism in the air, would you say?
Guarded optimism, I will call it. We still do not know what we're going to have for acres for the 2021 crop. We're in the middle of negotiations with their processors right now. But we're not just centered in Alberta. The potato industry is North America centered. A large majority of the product that is produced here in the province is exported either into the U.S. or offshore. So whatever's happening in the globe, whatever's happening in North America directly affects the growers here in the province. We're an exporting province, so we don't know yet what's going to happen. We're hoping that some of that volume and those sales come back, but as every day is different, but I'm not convinced that we're going to get back to what was just yet.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And I think there's, to be honest with you, Terrence, there's a lot of people sharing that kind of feeling as well. Now, obviously, I guess in terms of that, now, I guess for potatoes, and one of the things, I guess, and this is me not knowing much about it, but what type of climate would you say is ideal for potato growing?
Down here in the south, we feel that we have the ability to produce some of the best potatoes there are in the world. We've got the irrigation, it's mountain fresh water, and we've got the cool nights, warm days. We're spread out. We've got a lot of acres across a lot of country, so we don't have that disease resistance. And we do produce some of the best quality potatoes. As far as seed is concerned, that area in that Lacombe, Edmonton, around Edmonton area, they produce some of the best seed in the world. It's a unique microclimate up in that area. They're isolated. They got great soil. Cool nights, just a perfect setup for as far as a weather pattern to produce very good seed. And it's reflected in the sales. Over 50% of the seed sold out of Canada comes from the province of Alberta. So we're very proud of that fact. Our seed goes all over the world, and that industry continues to be a shining spot.
Wow, okay, that's really cool. I did not realize that. So that's very good to know about potato seed and how it originates in Alberta. Now, when I think about potatoes, I mean, I'm thinking about what I like on my plate personally, and I'm a sweet potato yam kind of guy. Would those fall under that Potato Growers Association, and are a lot of like sweet potatoes and those types of things growing in Alberta?
No, they're not. I have a standing joke when somebody
Okay.
asks me that question that you're
Sure.
breaking up because I can't understand you. So, no, sweet potatoes, we just don't have the climate to grow sweet potatoes here.
Right.
They have tried in the last few years with varying success in Manitoba. They need that constant heat, and in Manitoba, it does not cool down at night. Here in Alberta, we do, so it's too much of a variation. But yeah, that part of the market is increasing.
Okay, wow, yeah, no, I know, and it's definitely, yams are definitely one of the favorite things I like to put on my plate, not going to deny that.
Yeah, they're very good for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, and some even would say that there's some more nutrients in that than there is in the regular potato, some will say. So, but very tasty, and I think there's a lot of people out there that love to have their yam fries with the tangy Thousand Island sauce. That's,
Absolutely.
yes,
But
definitely. So,
in fairness to, your comment, you're comparing apples and oranges. You know, a
yeah,
lot of
definitely.
people think they're a potato, and they're very different. Very good, very nutritious for you, but they're very different.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know that much. I guess we can figure out on that part. So I guess obviously some cautious optimism going forward, but obviously I guess one of the things that you mentioned that I found very interesting, Terrence, is that unlike different agriculture, the potato industry very North American based. So how much are you in touch with, say, like people at the federal level or at the even in the United States level? Like how often are you in touch with those types of people?
Sometimes daily,
Wow.
often weekly. We work very closely with our counterparts across both Canada and North America. It's a very small family, I'll put it that way. There's not a lot of players in this business, and because what we do affects the other areas in the country and what vice versa, we're in constant communication. And we spend a lot of time lobbying both the provincial and federal government for, you know, for various reasons, for improvement in programs, for assistance. We're really focused on, you know, the temporary foreign worker program right now. Not everybody, yes, we have high unemployment in the province, but not everybody wants to do the type of work that's available in agriculture. It's hard work, it's dirty work, it's long hours, it's 7 days a week, and we're really focused on having a conversation right now to allow these temporary foreign workers to continue to come into Alberta and Canada to provide the opportunity to provide food for the general public.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a key thing. Food security is obviously very important. One thing we're starting to see this year, Terrence, at least I guess, and I don't know how it really affects potatoes at all, but increased commodities prices for things like wheat, canola, and whatnot. And things like that, like if those things are going up, are the prices of potatoes and the amount that exporters here would get go up with that, or completely different formula?
Very, very different. Very, very different. We're supply and demand based. If there's a sale to out the other end, we'll produce it. We negotiate our contracts on an annual basis, and it's a very, very, very different formula how the markets work in our
All
area.
right. Very interesting stuff. Well, Terrence, I really want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. Very educational, and I think we learned a lot more about potatoes and how they're grown, and a definite appreciation. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Anytime.
This is Terrence with the Alberta Potato Growers Association of Alberta, and this is our Ag Show.